哇哦哇哦，俾啲掌聲佢哋好冇？
俾啲掌聲佢哋兩父女。
我要叫 Stephanie 教我中文呀。
叫 Stephanie 咧教我哋中文嚇。
Today is Family Day。
今日係家庭日。
It's a beautiful picture of a family coming together to read God's word.
睇個好美麗嘅圖畫，睇到家庭一齊聯合崇拜。
And I love the fact that we get to come together.
我好中意咧，見到大家一齊嚟崇拜。
Because we're better together, right?
因為我哋一齊咧就更加好。
And once again, Happy Family Day, everybody.
各位家庭日快樂。
All right, are you in a good mood today?
今日你嘅心情好唔好啊
？Yes.
好。麻麻地。
Maybe so.
可能啦。
So.Are you in a generous mood today?
因為你有一個好慷慨嘅心情。
Yes.
係咪啊？
Oh, you're a tough crowd this morning. What's going on?
Right. 好難去服侍你哋啊。
But here's the thing. I think God has given us a lot of blessing. Amen.
神俾我哋好大嘅福氣，係咪？阿門。
And God has gathered us together for a reason as well.
神亦都係召聚我哋為一個原因嘅。
Because we are better together.
因為我哋一齊就更加好。
We got a role to play as the body.
我哋一個身體係有個角色去扮演。
Once we fit into that role,
當我哋將我哋角色擺埋一齊嘅時候
，it becomes a beautiful masterpiece.
就係一個成為一個傑作。
In which God intends to bring Him glory.
神亦都係願意帶出神嘅。
And He uses broken vessels such as us.
神願意做一個，讓我哋成為一個嘅破碎嘅瓦器。
And He brings His glory out of that, His beauty out of that.
但神將呢個榮耀透過出嚟。
So this morning, or this afternoon, actually, 2 minutes.
去到兩分鐘之後咧，就已經係晏晝啦。
I'm gonna tug on your generosity.
我今日去依賴大家嘅慷慨。
I'm gonna tug on you a little bit of your joy as well.
希望有大家嘅喜樂。
Right, you know, we know we come so free.
我哋嚟到係好自由嘅。
We come so safe.
好安全嘅。
And we come, you know, as one, right?
嚟到係一個身體一樣。
Often there's no hindrances.
冇任何嘅攔阻。
But it's not so true for a lot of people around the world.
但喺世界上面好多人就唔係咁樣。
You know, especially those in China right now.
特別喺中國。
Especially those in Wuhan right now.
喺武漢嘅地方。
You know, as a body of Christ.
喺基督嘅身體入邊。
As we think about our generosity.
我哋要諗起我哋嘅慷慨。
We think about our joy as we come together.
我哋有呢個嘅喜樂喺埋一齊。
Where can Lord Jesus? Where can you hone that energy?
我哋要有呢個基督俾我哋嘅能力。
I think one of the best ways is to hone that energy is to become actually his hands and feet.
咁我哋嘅能力成為我哋嘅手同埋腳。
To the blessing to those that really need God's hands and feet.
即係我哋將呢個嘅慷慨交出去，成為神嘅手同埋腳。
So I got 1 minute. This morning, I'd like to, you know, plead to your generosity and joy.
有一分鐘嘅時候，我希望大家攞出你嘅慷慨。
We have a privilege of partnering with CBM.
我哋有機會同 CBM 合作。
Who is CBM, you may ask?
CBM 係咩嘢咧？
We belong to the Baptist family of Canada.
我哋喺一個加拿大嘅浸聯會入邊。
And the mission arm of CBOQ is Canadian Baptist Ministries.
咁呢一個嘅宣教嘅工作咧，就係由呢個 CBM 去做嘅。
Unlike our church, CBM has the networks and relationships with people on the ground.
CBM 咧就同埋呢啲嘅喺地上面嘅工作人員咧係有呢個聯繫。
In the mission field.
喺呢個嘅工場嘅上面。
So CBM has reached out to us.
CBM 揾我哋去幫手。
And asked us, do we want to be generous givers, to be the hands and feet of Christ?
問我哋想唔想成為一個慷慨嘅捐贈者，成為基督嘅手同埋腳
？To bless those in need in China.
祝福中國內地嘅人
，especially in Wuhan.
特別喺武漢嘅地方。
So this morning, I'm going to give you an opportunity.
今天早上我有機會。
Right, this is between you and God.
係你同埋神嘅。
I'm not one that's going to squeeze your hand and say, "Yo, you got to give." Right.
我唔會同你講話，你一定要俾。
But deep down inside, I know that each one of us.You know, are generous.
但心入邊，我哋有呢個嘅慷慨嘅心。
Each one of us have abundant blessings from the Lord Jesus Christ.
我哋喺從神而來，得咗好豐盛嘅恩典。
And we're called to spread that out.
我哋希望能夠傳出去。
So we have special offerings.
我哋今日有一個特別嘅奉獻。
Special offering envelopes.
特別一個奉獻嘅信封。
It designated CBM.
特別係俾 CBM 嘅。
So if the Spirit tugs your heart.
我哋嘅靈，佢話俾我哋嘅心聽。
And say you want to align yourself with this giving.
我哋咧希望能够对准呢个心。
Feel free to ask one of the ushers later for an envelope.
可以转头咧问司事攞呢个嘅信封。
There are envelopes outside in the welcome desk as well.
亦都喺出边嘅迎宾台嗰度有呢啲信封。
Last week, our generosity brought in $3,000+.
上个礼拜我哋收到3000蚊嘅奉献。
But I know as a Logos family, we could do a lot better.
但我哋正道嘅肢体，我哋可以做更加好。
So may the Spirit tap into the floodgates of our hearts.
让圣灵进入我哋心入边，让我哋打开呢个嘅。
During announcement time, they will give you a little bit more information.
希望即係呢個時候俾多啲時間大家去思想。
Once again, Happy Family Day！
再一次家庭日快樂。
I'm so glad that in Ontario, you know, our government values institution of family。
我哋好開心睇到安省嘅政府好重視呢個家庭日。
And it gives us time, extra time, to dedicate, you know, to invest in those we love。
俾我哋更加多嘅時候可以同我哋家人相處。
I'm certain that each and every one of us will make good use of the extra day we have tomorrow。
我相信在座每一位都會好善用呢個嘅時間。
Whether it's going out，
無論你出去
，whether it's staying in，
或者喺屋企
，May God's Spirit be with you。
讓神嘅靈同大家同在。
If you have your Bibles，
如果有聖經嘅話
，invite。I'd like to invite you to turn with me to Luke chapter 18 once again.
請大家打開路加福音第十八章。
I'd like to thank once again Stephanie and William for reading the scripture.
多謝 Stephanie 同埋 William 讀出嘅聖經。
Chapters 18 verses 15 to 17.
第十八章第十五到第十八節。
As you're turning to that passage,
去到呢個經文嘅時候
，I'm always one that loves to look at context.
我想睇翻呢個嘅內容。
If you look at this.It's very interesting, right? Who loves hamburgers here? Anyone?
大家有冇中意食漢堡包啊
？Sandwiches
啊，三文治啊
，just a few, right? We get to go after, hopefully.
我哋之後一齊去嚇。
Eating after, I can't even go, but anyways, I would love to have sandwiches and
希望咧有三文治。
But the thing is this: if you look at today's scripture, it's very much like a sandwich.
今日睇呢個聖經好似個三文治一樣。
The little children and Jesus, verse 15 to 17.
十五節至到十七節，耶穌同埋啲小孩。
It's a really small portion of chapter 18, right?
喺十八章入邊好短，好少嘅段落。
I would call that the meat.
好似話咧，呢個係個嘅嗰塊嘅肉。
But you get the upper bun and the lower bun. You get the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector on the top.
咁咧上邊有一嚿嘅麵包啦，有呢個税吏啊嗰啲嘅故事。
And underneath that bun that holds everything together is the rich ruler.
下邊咧就有一個嘅財主。
And I believe sometimes we need to more than often we need to look back at the context。
咁我哋睇翻呢個嘅內容係乜嘢
？Or else that story becomes just another story。
如果唔係呢個故事就係一個隨隨便一個故事。
So the story that took place before us today。
呢個故事首先講之前個前背。
It's a story of the Pharisee and the tax collector。
呢個背景咧就係一個嘅法利賽人同埋呢個嘅税吏。
So look at the passage above today's passage。
睇翻呢段聖經嘅前面嘅時候咧。
So it's interesting in today's story。
今日嘅故事咧就係。
Jesus spoke about a man。
耶穌講到一個人。
Who was personally very confident。
喺個人嚟講好有自信嘅。
Because I'm proper before God。
我有好多嘅錢財。
My deeds speak for itself。
我嘅行為講出嚟啦。
So as such。I know where I stand with God.
我知道我同神嘅關係點樣。
And these are often, you know, the teachers of the law.
呢啲就係嗰啲嘅律法師。
They know God's word.
佢熟悉神嘅話語。
They claim to live out God's word.
佢話活出神嘅道。
But the interesting thing is this.
但係睇清楚咧。
But as he continues, as he prays,
佢讚美嘅時候咧
，he's declared not right with God.
佢話自己唔同神一。
Isn't that strange?
係咪好奇怪咧
？Someone that knows where to stand with God, someone that thinks that they're all that, their deeds speak louder than words, but when they start praying, they realize they're not right with God.
有啲人話佢好熟聖經，好行出神嘅道，但係當佢祈禱嘅時候，佢唔可以同神一致。
Whereas in contrast,
但係對於另外一方面嚟講咧
，there is a tax collector.
有一個嘅税吏。
Tax collectors are recognized as the scum of the earth.
税吏就係啲人渣嚟㗎。
You know, not only do they collect for Rome or for whoever empowers them to.
唔單單話佢哋咧去幫呢啲嘅羅馬人去收税。
They often double dip.
有時咧係更加嘅去取更加多嘅税。
See if Reverend Casey owes me $100.
啊 ，Casey 爭我$100。
You know, I'm going to go to him and go, you got to owe me $150.
你又爭，其實你爭我$150。
Really, I'm going to give $100 to Caesar, to Rome, whatever.
啊，其實我$100係俾啊呢個羅馬政府。
The other $50 is for my hassle for finding your ugliness.
係啊，$50咧就係我去敲詐。
Too bad, so sad.
係啊，你就好慘。
So often that's what's going on tax collectors.
你做呢啲税吏就係咁樣。
And in this case, the tax collector even knew that.He's not the greatest man in this world.
就算呢個税吏都知道自己唔係最好嘅人。
He doesn't have very good status before God.
佢喺神嘅面前啊一文不值。
And obviously his deeds.
特別佢嘅行為。
Are not commendable.
更加唔值得稱讚。
So as such, what would you do?
你會點樣做咧
？He actually cried out to God for mercy.
但係反而佢會求神嘅恩典。
You see the contrast here?
睇唔睇到呢個對比啊
？The teacher of the law goes, "I'm all that. I'm good. I don't need God. Yeah, you know.
呢個律法師就話啊，我唔需要神啊，我好掂噶啦。
But in this case,
但係呢個情況之下
，the tax collector knew who he was.
呢個税吏知道佢自己係邊個。
Knew where he stood before God.
佢知道喺神嘅面前佢嘅崗位。
Knew what his actions foretold.
佢知道自己嘅行為係應該點。
And as such, the natural thing for him to do is cry for mercy.
佢一個好自然嘅反應就係話向求神呢個恩典。
But what did Jesus say about him?
耶穌點樣同佢講咧？
Let's look at verse 14 quickly.
睇翻十四節嗰度。
I tell you this.
我告訴你。
I tell you that this man.
我告訴你，
rather than the other.
回來俾那人。
So this man is sort of the tax collector versus the teacher of the law.
就話呢個税吏同埋呢個律法師嘅比較。
Went home justified before God.
那人倒算為義。
And underneath it says, for everyone who exalts himself.
因為凡自高的。
Will be humbled.
必降為卑。
And he who humbles himself.
自卑的。
Will be exalted.
必升為高。
So Jesus just picture one man who thinks he's all that.
就係咁樣啦。
Good works make him right before God.
係做好嘅嘢喺神嘅面前。
And he has a right to enter God's kingdom.
佢就諗住可以入到神嘅天國。
And in contrast,
但係對比嚟講
，there's another man that realizes his status and his deeds don't match.
個神佢嘅行為不稱㗎。
And as such, he pleaded to God for his mercy.
但向求向神求呢個恩典。
And the cool thing is this: Jesus.
但係睇到嘅時候，耶穌。
Points out to the man who pleads to God's mercy.
就係指住呢個人向神求恩典嘅。
That's the example of our appropriate posture before God.
就係呢個我哋應有嗰個行為。
Then in the story that follows today's passage.
跟住呢個故事之後呢段嘅經文。
You know, the bun that's underneath the rich ruler.
就係講到呢個嘅有錢嘅人。
We're told about this rich ruler.
講到呢個有錢嘅人。
Who was morally upstanding.
佢嘅行為非常之好嘅。
He was definitely wealthy.
有錢啦。
He was prominent.
佢有財富啦。
And then he came to Jesus. He thinks he's pretty smart, right?
佢諗住佢自己好聰明噶啦。
He started asking Jesus, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?"
佢就問耶穌話：做乜嘢可以進天國咧
？And it's very clear from the story that he thought he knew the law very well.
佢亦都覺得佢自己對呢個律法好熟悉。
And once again,
再一次
，in this story.
在这个故事里面
Jesus will tell his disciples,
耶稣跟他的门徒说
No,
不得的
It's impossible for that kind of man to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
这样的人是不可能进到天国
Now in between,
中间这个故事呢
we come to today's passage.
来到今天的经文
It's a story of parents bringing children to Jesus.
一个故事讲到一啲嘅父母亲带住小朋友嚟到耶稣嗰度
，and asking Jesus to bless those children.
求耶稣祝福呢啲嘅小孩。
If you look at the backdrop, next slide, please. If you look at the backdrop,
睇翻一个背景嘅时候咧
，it's probably a bunch of pious Jewish people.
有一班嘅即系犹太人啦
，bringing their children to the rabbi.
带啲人去到呢个拉比嗰度
，or the priest of the Day of Atonement.
或者当时嘅祭司啦。
Asking the priest or the rabbi to bless the children.
求嗰啲祭司咧祝福呢个小孩。
Apparently, Jesus' ministry this happened to him as well.
啊，呢个咁嘅事情咧发生喺耶稣身上。
But look at this picture for a second.
睇翻呢幅相。
I think majority of us resonate with this photo.
大家可以同认同呢幅相。
When I was growing up, this is a story that was told, and often a photo like this was shown.
我细细个嘅时候就睇呢啲咁样嘅图画噶啦。
And as cute as it is,
啊，好得意嘅喎吓。
I don't believe Jesus.Would be sitting on a rock.
我又唔相信耶穌會坐喺個石頭上面。
I won't picture all the children would come without any parents around.
我又唔相信啲細路咧冇父母父身旁咧走喺耶穌。
If you look at the backdrop, where are the disciples?
睇翻呢個背景，啲門徒去咗邊啊
？Where's the teacher of the laws? Where's the angry birds?
嗰啲嘅律法師啊，嗰啲惡嗰啲鳥喺邊啊
？Where's the disciples trying to protect Jesus from all the crazy children?
會咧就阻住啲細路唔俾佢進入耶穌。
See why are all the children so well behaved?
啊，啲細路又好乖咁樣坐喺度。
Unbelievable, right?
好唔可信㗎。
Then again, that's a good.Backdrop, I think.
咁呢個係一個背景啦。
But let's turn to the next slide for a second.
下一張嘅 slide.
I think this is a little bit more, you know, realistic of what's going on.
呢個可能更加可信嚇。
You see Jesus there.
睇到耶穌喺度
咯。Leaning in, right? Because when you're sitting on a rock, you're sort of like you're all that. You're king on the throne. You're not approachable. He's leaning in.
咁呢一個咧就耶穌好似靠近啲小孩一樣。
You see the parents in the background. Some are smiling. Some are questioning.
後邊有啲家長喺度咧，有啲係懷疑，有啲係呢個微笑。
But you get some disciples back there is wondering what is going on.
有啲門徒就諗緊嚇，你哋做緊咩咧
？And of course, some teachers of the law that want Jesus to.Dead. They want to crucify him.
有啲嘅律法師就更加想釘死耶穌添。
So keep this photo in the back of your mind. Only keep it up there for now.
留意呢張嘅相，擠喺我哋腦入邊。
You got to ask yourself.
要問下你自己。
Why did Luke put this story?
點解路加要將呢個故事
about blessing children?
关于祝福小孩。
And then saying the kingdom of God belongs to such as these.
就话呢个嘅天国系属于佢哋嘅咧。
And only who enters like a child will enter it.
只有呢个小孩可以进入天国咧。
The big question is this.
呢个问题就系咁。
Why did Luke put the story in between these two stories?
点解路加将呢个故事摆喺呢两个故事嘅中间
？I'm going to ask you to do something for me.
我希望你做一样嘢。
And your bulletins.
If you have bulletins,
we have a sheet of paper.
有呢張嘅頁。
Right. If you don't have bulletins,
如果你冇程序表咧
，they have these papers out there too.
佢哋出邊有呢個活頁。
I want you to take it out for a second.
我希望你攞出嚟啊。
Because here is what I want you to do.
我希望你攞出嚟。
Because I know I talk a lot.
我知道我講好多嘢㗎。
And especially when there's interpretation, sometimes the message.Fall through the cracks.
特別咧，翻譯咧就變咗去搞差咗個翻個信息。
But I understand God's word is God's word.
但神嘅話語就係神嘅話語。
I know God's word is rich.
神嘅話語係好豐富嘅。
And I know, then that's why we want to guide you through it.
所以我希望引領大家。
So consider this like a GPS for you.
咁呢個好似我哋嘅 GPS 咁樣。
See, in here we got the passage.
有呢個經文啦。
We got the title.
有呢個主題。
Got the speaker.
有呢個講員。
You can forget about those things. That's fine.
嗰啲唔緊要噶啦。
But more importantly, there's a big idea.
但最緊要嘅呢個大信息。
Big idea is sort of like this. You write a huge paper and you summarize it in one statement.
就大信息就去濃縮一句嘅説話。
Sort of like I say a lot of things in the next 30 minutes and I got to summarize it. What's the punch? What's the thrust in one sentence?
就話喺跟住嗰三十分鐘，我講咗好大嘅信息，但係最重要、最重要嘅信息係咩咧
？That's a big idea.
呢個大嘅信息就係。
Take a look at it when you get a chance. Read it when you get a chance. But more importantly, there is this opportunity for you to take notes.
亦都係有機會同大俾大家咧去寫錄史。
And then, last but not least, is this.
最後咧。
We want God's word to continue to resonate with you.
希望呢個神嘅信息與我哋同一齊。
With our community.
喺我哋嘅社區入邊。
You know, as you journey through the week.
當呢個禮拜開始嘅時候，
所以 not only do you get a big idea，
唔單單有呢個大嘅信息
，not only do you get a lot of good nuggets from the message，
有好多嘅小嘅信息喺入邊
，you're able to get this reflective piece that journeys with you throughout the week。
就喺呢個禮拜入邊，我哋作出我哋嘅反省。
So that's on the bottom。
喺呢個下半橛。
So here it is. Are you ready to take notes？
準備好寫錄史。
Why did Luke？
點解路加？
Wedge this story about children in between those two stories.
将呢个小孩嘅故事，即系喺头先嗰两个故事
中。Get your pencils and pencil. Write this down.
将你嘅笔写低。
Because
因为咧
，he is showing you
佢话俾你听
what a disciple of Jesus looks like.
耶稣究竟系边一个
？You say, hold on. How did you get disciple making out of this story, right?
点解门徒又关佢事咧
？But hold your horses. Just listen to me for a sec.
听清楚先啊。
He's showing you the heart.
佢睇到佢哋嘅心。
The attitude.
佢哋嘅态度。
Of a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ.
呢啲門徒關於耶穌嘅態度。
He's showing you the attitude we must have in order to become the Lord Jesus Christ's disciple.
佢要俾你睇到做耶穌嘅門徒嘅心情，佢嘅態度係點樣
？And really, the attitude we must profess as we want to enter into the kingdom of God.
如果我哋要進入呢個神嘅國，我哋有呢個態度。
So we had a good, you know, review of what's going on in the background.
我哋睇到呢個嘅背景啦。
Why don't we pray again?
再一次祈禱。
And let the Spirit of God lead us.
让圣灵带领我哋。
Lord, we need your help.
天父，我哋需要你嘅帮助。
We need your help with your Spirit.
我需要你嘅圣灵嘅帮助。
As we read and hear and listen,
当我哋听佢讲呢个信息嘅时候
，May you give us attention to your word.
让我哋集中你嘅话语。
And we ask that you would do precisely that today.
我哋求你就系咁样做。
Bless us with your word.
祝福我你嘅话语。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
愿耶稣奉耶稣嘅祈祷。
Amen.
阿门。
The story in today's passage.
今日呢个故事咧
，is about.Write it down.
写低啦。
Following Christ,
跟随基督。
See the occasion of these parents bringing children to Jesus.
喺呢个地方，啲家长带啲小人嚟嘅时候咧
，It's not just an act.
唔系一个嘅行动。
Jesus is so smart.
耶稣好聪明噶。
Jesus is so quick.
耶稣好快噶。
He's a man that's so wise.
佢系一个好聪明嘅人。
Because he uses this story as a backdrop.
佢用呢个故事成为一个背景。
To instruct his disciples.
去教导佢嘅门徒。
And those parents and Pharisees.That were around as well.
同埋嗰啲家長同埋嗰啲法利賽人。
What do you want to instruct them with?
耶穌想教佢哋咩咧
？Exactly what being a disciple of the Lord Jesus consists of.
就係關於耶穌基督佢嘅信息嘅重心。
Jesus is showing the type of attitude.
就係講到佢呢個嘅態度。
How you got to be self-aware, self-assessment.
要自省，要我省察。
And the posture you must have as you approach the Lord Jesus Christ as his follower.
當我哋面對耶穌成為佢嘅門徒嘅時候，我哋嘅心態。
Finally, it shows you how one must. Entered into the kingdom of God.
最后我哋讲点样去进入呢个嘅天国咧
And last but not least,
最后,
the passage is also about children.
耶稣是讲这个信息讲到这个儿童。
But the biggest backdrop of the story is a message of grace.
但背景其实是讲到这个恩典。
See, the big idea, I'll read it for you once.
我再一次讲出来。
It says the incident of little children coming to Jesus
以耶稣让小孩子到他跟前的故事
directly points to an attitude of humility with a recognition of God's grace and mercy.
指出要有谦卑的态度才可活出神的恩典和怜悯。
This last part is crucial. We can only enter the kingdom
最后就很重要的, 进入神国的人,
when we
我们,
come depending upon Jesus and not ourselves.
乃靠耶稣，不是靠己力。
So this message is about children and also about grace.
这个故事是讲到这班的小孩和恩典。
It tells us a lot about Jesus and how, what he thought about children.
讲到很多关于耶稣，也都关于他对儿童的看法。
And how he was concerned to minister to children.
也都有关心到这些小孩的工作。
And it teaches us about the ministry and gospel of grace.
也都是讲到这些恩典的事工。
So we're going to look at two things today. Next slide.
我们今天看到两样东西, 下一张的 slide。
What can we learn from Jesus' ministry to students, children?
我们有什么可以学习到耶稣对这些儿童的事工呢?
And secondly,
第二,
what we can learn in this passage about how to enter into the kingdom of God.
我们要学习如何进入到天国。
And how to become a faithful follower of Christ.
如何成为一个神的忠心跟从者。
Let's start at the first point.
第一点,
What can we learn about children in this passage?
我们关于如何学习到这个小孩呢?
One thing we could learn about, and it's very clear, is that Jesus cared about children.
最重要的一点就是说耶稣很关心这个小孩。
He cared about children.
他关心这个小孩呢?
But it's interesting, in verse 15,
但是第15节那里讲到,
in the NIV it says, people were also bringing babies to Jesus.
NIV圣经里面呢,
See, a lot of times we portray an image of just kids walking up to Jesus, but we have, you know, parents even bringing infants and babies to
哇,
不单单是小孩哦,
甚至是BB都带到耶稣的面前。
And he gave attention to them
他们都是关心他们,
as a regular part of his ministry.
是他经常的事工来的。
And that comes out several ways in this passage.
有几样的信息。
Let's look at verse 15.
第15节里面说,
Notice that Luke tells you
在路加怎么说给我们听?
People were also bringing babies to Jesus.
有人将这些BB带到耶稣的面前,
and he placed his hands upon them.
他呢, 耶稣就将手按在他们上面,
and I love the phrase people were also bringing.
我很开心看到这些人带着人去到,
it's perhaps an indication
也都是给我们指示到,
from Luke that it was a common reoccurrence in Jesus' ministry.
路加也形容到耶稣经常做这样做的。
It's a regular thing, right? People do bring infants and babies and children in front of Jesus, rabbis and teachers and priests.
那些家长就带小孩、BB去到耶稣，好像带去那些祭司的面前一样。
Now, we've already spoken about the context of this.
我们看到这个背景了，刚才。
What type of people may be there?
有些什么人在现场呢?
Could be pious Jewish people.
可能一些很高位的犹太人。
Bringing the children and infants and babies to the rabbi and priest for a blessing.
有些家长带些儿童、婴孩去到祭司的面前。
But what's so important?
更加重要是什么呢?
Is that Jesus seems to be interested in this.
耶稣是很有兴趣的。
Jesus seems to be anxious to minister to them.
耶稣很希望跟他们有侍奉。
I like how one writer puts it.
有一个作者这么说,
this is what he says.
他这么说,
he said, the souls of young children
他说儿童的灵魂,
are evidently precious in God's sight.
在神的面前同样宝贵,
because here and elsewhere,
因为无论在这里或者那里,
there is plain proof
他是一个很证明的,
that Jesus cares for them
耶稣很关心他们,
no less than for grown-up people.
不会比成年人更加少。
Isn't that cool?
是不是很特别啊?
A lot of times we think we deserve God's attention because we are more mature, we know more, we have more needs.
有时候我们觉得我们成年了，我们更加值得神的恩典、神的照顾。
But it, you know, another side, you push it aside.
其实呢，神将我们摆埋一边。
You look at Jesus' heart.
看耶稣的心里边。
It extends to children.
去关心那些小孩。
It extends to those that are messy.
关心那些小孩,
it extends to those that are rowdy.
很骯髒, right? 很敗言的,
extends to those that don't know much.
有些也都是关心他们完全没有无知的,
extends to those with no identity.
关心到他们没有身份的,
and I'll talk about that a little later because children in biblical times have no identity.
因为当时圣经的年代, right? 儿童是没有身份的,
and Luke is the one who records the story.
路加记载这个故事,
and he's the only one that says even babies and infants were there.
佢亦都記載到有小孩有 BB 喺嗰度。
So you could understand the rationale of the disciples.
亦都係明白到門徒嘅心態。
You know, they say, "Yo, you got to stop bothering Jesus."
你應該停止，唔好阻住耶穌啊。
Okay, but people, you don't know that Jesus is busy with important stuff.
你唔知道耶穌好忙緊一啲好重要嘅事咩
？Keep them away.
將佢哋擺出出邊先。
Keep these messy people away.
啊，唔好阻住耶穌啊。
You know, take a number. We got more important things to do.
攞個 number 啦，我哋仲好多事情要做啊。
But over his disciples' objection,
但係當呢啲門徒反對嘅時候咧
，I love this. Jesus pretty much schools them.
耶穌好似鬧佢哋一樣咁樣。
He says, "Allow these children to come to me."
讓小孩來到我身旁。
Indirectly, he say, "Shut your mouths. Bring those children to me." What are you talking about?
換句話就唔好出聲，你哋啊，即係唔好阻住我。
Parents, bring those children, infants and babies to me.
家長們將呢啲嘅小孩，將呢個嬰孩帶到我面前。
Because, and this is pretty interesting. What did he say?
耶稣怎么说啊?
He says, "Because for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these."
因为神的国度是属于他们的。
Now we're going to see where Jesus is going in this passage.
我们看到耶稣为什么这么说呢?
He's teaching a lesson about following Christ.
他讲到是跟随耶稣的故事。
To his own disciples.
跟他的门徒这么说这个课题。
And he loved the fact that everyone was listening.
佢哋好，當時咧個人都聽緊啦。
From parents to teachers of the law to
家長啊、法利賽人啊、文士啊。
This week is interesting as we're talking about bringing children to Jesus.
呢個禮拜好特別咧，就係當我哋講到將小孩帶到耶穌嘅時候。
I think deep down inside, no one's going to disagree that it's important to bring children to the presence of Christ.
我相信大家唔會反對我哋需要將兒童、小孩帶到耶穌嗰度。
As such, you know.Churches all over the world invest a lot into children, right?
世界上教會我哋都投資好多喺兒童嘅事工上面。
Our church is no different.
我哋教會都冇分別。
But earlier this week, I stumbled across a blog entry on the internet.
咁有啲嘅情況咧，我呢個禮拜睇到 internet 上邊。
It says 5 ways to make your children hate church.
有五個嘅方法咧，將你嘅兒童帶去教會度。
See, this blog entry was written by a pastor.
一個嘅牧師寫呢個嘅 blog。
And it's to tell parents that sometimes you can do things inadvertently that cause your children not to get the blessing they ought to.
呢個作者就話咧，有啲嘅時候咧，我哋好間接地咧阻住咗佢哋去到神。
When they gather with people of God for worship.
當我哋去聚會嘅時候。
I'm going to summarize it really quick.
即係總結嚟講。
See, if you want to make sure that your children hate church.
如果你肯定想你嘅小孩咧，好唔中意教會。
This is what you do.
你就咁樣做。
Take note. Please do the opposite. All right.
你應該做翻調轉。
This is make sure that your faith is something that you only do on Sundays.
如果你咧你嘅信仰淨係喺禮拜日出現嘅時候咧。
In this case, he says Sunday mornings.
淨係新地朝頭早。
So obviously, what he's saying is, as we leave often, please don't switch that switch to person B. You know, we're person A when we come, we go out with person B, right?
咁即係話咧，禮拜日嚟做崇拜就咁嘅樣，你離開咗咧又另外嗰個樣。
The second thing he says is this.
第二樣嘢咧
，make sure that you only pray in public.
你只可以喺公開場所祈禱
，and never pray in private in your home.
但喺私底下你就從來唔祈禱。
Don't do that.
你唔好咁樣做。
Right, and another one is make sure you only focus on being good.
你唔好話咧，淨係你諗住啊做好嘅嘢。
And keeping your appearances face, right?
淨係咧顧住你啊父母嘅面。
Chinese culture is big on face, right?
啊，即係中華嘅傳統都係啦，叫顧面子。
And not on the gospel and the cross.
但係就冇諗到基督十架嘅救恩。
And last but not least is this.
最後咧
，If you want to make sure that your children hate church，
如果你想你嘅細路好憎教會
，make sure that your church participation is priority only when there's not a better option。
你就會咧就係永遠去教會咧就你自己嘅時間。
See every Sunday is it becomes a tug of war, right?
禮拜日朝頭早咧成日都係爭住啲時間。
There's always someone competing for your time。
有時成日同你爭時間。
Your attention。
你嘅注意力。
So when we give in to those，
當你去讓步嘅時候
，and not into you know what。Christ desires,
就唔係讓基督嘅嚇嚟作主。
Then often it makes children go, hmm.
你呢個兒童咧就會咁樣諗啦。
See, what is he hinting at?
佢講緊乜嘢咧
？He's getting at our religious hypocrisy.
佢講緊一啲嘅假冒為善嘅。
And how you could undermine the very message I'm trying to send to your children.
你誒亦都俾你嘅兒童睇到。
When we gather as the people of God to worship.
當我哋聚埋一齊去敬拜嘅時候
，So here's the question: How do you bring your children to Jesus?
你點樣去將兒童帶到去神面前咧
？What's the proper attitude to bring your children to Jesus?
我哋正確嘅
Because if Jesus welcomes children, we should have a heart to bring them to the presence of Jesus.
耶稣很欢迎这些小朋友, 但我们应该有这个心, 带小朋友去到耶稣那里。
How do I bring my children to Jesus?
我们怎样可以带小朋友去耶稣面前?
And a good answer for that,
好好的答案就是呢,
might want to write this down,
你可能要写下去了,
would be,
就是,
bring them under the means of grace.
将他们在恩典之下带到,
under God's grace.
在神的恩典之下,
God has provided means of grace whereby He draws sinners, undeserving people, you and I,
神的恩典将你和我是罪人的带到他神的面前,
to Himself,
去到他的面前,
and He builds them up in His grace.
在他的恩典中建立我们,
God is in the business as restoration.
神就在这个生命重整的工程里面,
and He took interest in us long before we even realized we needed God.
在我们不认识神的时候,
as much as it's undeserving, His grace is sufficient for us.
绝对不应该的,
so as such, we should bring our children to come to experience the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们应该将我们的儿童带到去神的面前去享受这个神的恩典。
So even as simple as Sunday,
就是礼拜日这么简单,
when you bring your children to public worship,
当你带你的小朋友去到崇拜的时候,
some of you are sitting with your parents. I love that.
有些是和我父母一起坐着,
some of us are younger. They're in children ministry. I understand that.
有些再小一点就在儿童部那里,
but as you come,
但来到的时候,
can we come looking forward to be in the presence of the Lord?
好不好有一个期望去到神的面前?
Learn to read God's word together.
一起去读神的话语,
hear God's word together.
一起去聆听神的话语,
you know, sing, you know, praises to God together.
一起用心去敬拜,
and using these means of grace,
用这些恩典的行为,
that God has given us to edify them.
神给我们去扩张,
now these things are certain things you can do to bring people to the presence, children into the presence of Jesus.
一些事情可以将小孩带到耶稣面前,
you could get creative between you and God.
你和神之间可以更加有创造力。
See, it's interesting, over the years,
过往那么多年呢,
I would be the first to say I'm not a perfect parent.
我经常说我不是一个很称职的父母,
I got lots to learn,
我很多东西要学习,
and I learn from you guys as well.
我也在你的当中要学习,
right? Both good and bad,
right? 好与不好, right?
But over the years, Penny and I, my wife, has realized
Penny和我呢,
learning through God's grace how to bring Callie into the presence of Jesus.
我在神的恩典当中怎样将Callie带到神的面前。
And let me share with you a few things we're still learning and I have learned.
我想和你分享一些功课学习到的,
something I've realized is this.
我就是明白到,
often we put our energy on our children.
当我们将这些时间放在小孩子里面,
it's no doubt because we feel they're helpless. They need our help. They need help making decisions and help doing things for them and taking care of them. That's our well-being. That's what we're called to do, right?
这个不是错的, 我们将我们的精力放在小孩子里面, 因为他们是很无助的嘛。
But as spiritual parents,
但一个属灵的父母呢,
a spiritual mature people in Christ,
一个属灵成熟的基督,
something I've realized,
我去明白到呢,
as parents we need to make sure that we're guarding,
我们做父母呢, 我们要是保护,
nourishing,
培养,
focusing,
集中,
on our own spiritual condition first.
摆我们自己的属灵的状况先。
So what I'm trying to say, I got to make sure as husband and wife, our spiritual condition is strong first.
我们属灵的关系是强壮的。
We got to always ask the question.
我们常常问这个问题。
And that's why I love having my wife is accountability.
我希望我太太成为我的监察员。
It's like, are we putting Christ first?
我们是不是将基督放在首位?
In every decision, everything we do, are we putting Christ first? Does He get the honor?
我们做每一个决定是不是将基督居首位?
Do we make time to worship, fellowship with other Christians?
我们有没有机会和其他人一起去享受这个团契?
Do we get to unpack and read God's word together?
有没有一起去读这个圣经?
Do we get to pray for each other, our family, our extended family, Logos, and the big sea of this world, right? The global church.
有没有机会为我们的肢体祷告，为这个世界上面的信徒祷告?
Here's the reality, because if we don't have this discipline,
如果现实就是我们没有这个操练呢?
We cannot impart this to our child.
我们很难将这些传递给这些小朋友。
And they're just going to model
他们呢,
our brokenness.
只会学到我们不好的东西。
See, as parents,
成为一个家长,
we need to demonstrate to your children,
我们要在我们小孩面前,
another thing I've learned, that your relationship with your spouse, husband and wife, significant other,
你和你夫妻的关系是很重要的。
It's the most important human relationship that you have.
在人际关系当中是最重要的。
and prove this
證明咁啦
by showing respect for the other half.
係對對方有呢個尊重
outdoing their love, sacrificially outdoing each other, right?
你要更比對方做嘅更加好，為對方更加嘅犧牲
in your physical affection for him or her.
無論你喺肉體上面嘅嚇，即係行動作行為。
Why? Because this is a direct correlation to experiencing God's love, and we're able to model it to those that are most important to us, your spouse.
就係話我用從基督而來嘅愛點樣去對向對方去係顯明。
See, Valentine's Day just passed, right?
情人節啱啱過咗啦，係嘛
？Some guys are like,
有啲男人就求其咁過咗啦。
Yeah, so a lot of my friends are like, I don't know, it's just another day.
啊，有啲人就話另外一日啫嚇。
I don't like what the world dictates me to do, so I'm not going to do anything.
我唔想呢個世界控制我做咩，我就咩都冇做。
But I love the fact that my daughter teaches me something.
啊，我中意咧，我女教導我一個功課。
She goes, Daddy, don't forget, Mommy deserves the best.
佢話 ，Daddy， 媽咪咧係值得最好嘅。
She goes, I know you love Mommy.
我知道你中意媽咪。
And this is a good test.
呢個係一個好嘅測驗。
Of how much you love Mommy.
你證明你點樣愛媽。
So the dangerous part is bringing your daughter into a flower store.
咁咧最難咧就係將你個女帶去花圃。
And letting her pick the bouquet.
讓佢去選呢個嘅花。
Because the typical guy will look at the numbers first.
男人咧睇個 number 先。
But as a daughter,
個女咧
，her heart is beyond that.
心就唔係睇個數字。
She picks the biggest and most beautiful bouquet there is.
個女咧就揀最大最貴個束。
And she goes, "Mommy deserves the best."
媽咪最嚇值得最大個波。
And she says, "Daddy, don't do anything less."
話 Daddy 唔好做得少過呢一樣。
But it's important as spouses.
係作為夫婦嘅時候
，we got to model that.
我哋應該學習
do the best for the other person.
為對方做到最好。
To a point, it hurts. It's sacrificial.
你個愛好似犧牲一樣嘅愛。
Because that love is contagious, it trickles down to your offspring.
佢話你嘅愛咧，好似有個傳染病咁樣去到下一代。
Be intentional to read God's word with your child.
亦都係去留意將聖經話俾小孩聽。
And pray for them and pray with them each and every day.
每日為佢哋祈禱，同佢哋一齊祈禱。
See, my daughter once again won't let me go to sleep without me praying for her.
我女唔會去瞓覺，直至我同佢祈禱之後。
Callie, I'm tired.
Daddy, 我攰啊。
Daddy, come here. We gotta pray.
Daddy, 快啲嚟咯，要祈禱啦。
I'm not done reading God's word. Can you read with me?
我未讀完聖經啊，你可唔可以同我一齊讀啊
？Once again, she would not know that unless it is drilled into her.
如果佢唔係每一日佢咁樣講咧，佢唔會知道。
Yeah, there are certain days I'm not perfect. I'll be honest.
有陣時我都唔完全㗎。
There'll be certain days the last thing I want to see, and I say this honestly as a pastor, is the Bible.
有陣時有一樣嘢就我最後想睇嘅先。
The last thing I want to do is close my eyes and recite another prayer.
最後我先想去祈禱。
But I love the fact.
但我喜，
When we're consistent and we're genuine.
當我哋係真誠，當我哋不斷地。
It brings our child.
將我哋嘅小朋友。
Into the presence of God.
帶到去神嘅面前。
Or we bring our children to Jesus.
或者係將我嘅小朋友帶到耶穌嘅面前。
That's the first thing I want you to see in this passage.
我希望喺呢個聖經入面我哋睇得到。
Point one.
第一點。
I got a little bit of time for point two.
仲有少少時間。第二點。
I'm going to quickly when I hit it home, right?
但係我會直接講落去。
At this point, Jesus invites those only to Himself.
耶穌咧就係講到佢哋呢班人。
Who cannot do anything to gain the kingdom?
唔可以自己話入到天國。
So look at what He says in this passage.
睇翻呢段聖經入邊咧。
Let the little children come to me.
讓小孩子來到我面前。
And do not hinder them.
唔好阻止佢哋。
For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these.
天國係屬於他們的。
And he says it in the other way around negatively.
佢好似用一個負面嘅方法嚟講。
So truly I tell you,
我實在告訴你們。
Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God,
如果邊個人接受唔到天國嘅，
it's like a child,
就好似兒童。
No, like a child will not enter it.
好似細路仔入唔到去。
So you must be scratching your head now.
我又好拗曬頭啦。
Because we look around us,
睇下呢度咧。
Majority of us are not children.
大部分都唔係小朋友啦。
And you probably wonder, Jesus, I think you messed up in this passage. We're adults here.
我哋大人嚟噶咯喎，你係咪搞錯咗啊
？I really want to know, Jesus, what's on your heart?
你講緊乜嘢啊？你個心入邊
？And I love this as I start looking into this story.
我睇翻呢個故事入邊咧。
And I must have heard the story over 40 years of my life.
我聽過呢個故事40年咁耐啦。
Ever since as a kid, you know.
由細路仔聽到而家。
And then I've been, you know, going through studying this on my own.
我自己都研讀過。
And I go, there's got to be more to this story.
應該多啲嘅故事喺背後。
So I start searching.
咁我就去。
Searching my heart and commentaries.
我就諗翻我睇翻我自己嘅心啦，睇翻
啲嘅
注釋啦。有啲注釋咁樣講。
They say, well, Jesus is talking about the humility of children.
耶穌喺度講緊啲小孩子個謙卑。
But honestly, anyone that knows children,
如果大家明白小朋友咧
，will realize they're not the most humble people.
啲小朋友一啲都唔謙卑。
I know everything.
Right? 我識曬所有嘢㗎。
You know nothing. I know.
你乜都唔識，我識曬。
Move aside. This is mine.
呢啲嘢
It's all mine. I know. Right?
我識曬，我識曬嘅。
But sometimes commenters say,
但係呢啲嘅注釋家咧
，Well, maybe Jesus is talking about a childlike trust.
有啲好似講到啲兒童嘅信靠一樣
，maybe
可能係。
But I think what Jesus is getting at，
但我覺得咧，耶穌講緊咩咧
？It's actually evident from the context. You have to look back at the context.
要睇翻呢個內容入邊。
Two things in the context that will help you here.
呢個內容入邊話俾你兩點。
First thing is this.
第一
，take some notes. Take some notes.
你 take note 下。
When the parents start bringing their children to Jesus，
當啲家長帶啲小朋友嚟到
，What did the disciples say？
嗰啲門徒講咩啊
？Don't bother Jesus。
唔好煩住耶穌啊
！This is not important。
呢啲唔係好重要噶。
This is not important enough for a person of Jesus。
呢啲唔好阻住耶穌。
To get involved with you。
啊，唔可以阻住耶穌。
It's sort of like you work at a company。
好似係你間公司入邊做嘢。
And you got an issue, right? You're running a report. You got an issue。
你啊，你有個問題啦，你寫緊呢個報告。
So you barge right up to the penthouse to go to CEO, right?
咁你準備上去呢個見大老細啦。
And of course, the ministers go, "Excuse me, what are you doing here?"
咁個人就問你話：你喺度做咩啊
？This is a, you know, the CEO is not going to deal with your little report issue. Go down to the clerks, man.
大老細又唔會得閒理你呢啲小事情。
So I think the disciples are thinking that way, right?
門徒就咁樣諗啦。
Jesus got way more important things to do.
耶穌有更加重要嘅事情做，更加多嘅嘢要做。
But you got to realize this.
要明白咧
，the disciples are showing a common attitude in the first century.
呢啲門徒就係好似第一啊世紀嘅時代一樣。
It's very different. We live in a very child-centered society.
今日咧係調翻轉，我哋係喺一個兒童嘅即係世代入邊。
Marketing firms love children and students and adolescents.
啲市場嘅調查咧，成日都針對呢啲小朋友嘅錢㗎。
Because they're the decision makers.
因為佢哋先至係作決定嘅人。
Get their hearts.
你有佢哋嘅心咧。
They're going to get your wallets.
就有他们的银包。
Right? And they, you know, majority of the people sell things to and through your children.
特别卖东西的时候是透过你的小朋友卖东西给你的。
But that's not how it is in Jesus' day.
但耶稣的时候不是这样。
Children had little or no social status.
耶稣的年代儿童是没有任何的身份的。
They were nobodies.
没人去理
他们。They're considered a nuisance.
他们很烦的。
They're considered troublemakers.
他们是专找麻烦。
They're considered messy.
又污糟邋遢。
They're not important.
又不重要。
They have no voice.
没有声音。
Now Jesus tells them.
但耶稣告诉他们。
Luke records this.
路加也这样写。
In between the two stories.
在两个故事当中。
Of two men who thought they were more important. They were very important.
两批人呢，他们觉得他们很重要。
So furthermore, children.
但是这些儿童呢。
Because they're children.
因为他们是儿童。
Could not even begin to claim by their deeds.
不可以因为他们的行为。
The right to enter the kingdom of God.
而轻易去到天国入边。
Honestly, what do they have to show for?
有啲咩可以称赞咧
？A dirty diaper，
系嘛？又扎住尿片
？Drooly mouth, a potty mouth，
流口水啦，喺度挂住讲嘢啦。
But yet, and Jesus put the story right between these stories.
但耶稣将呢两故事摆喺中间。
Who thought these two guys had it right to enter the kingdom of God?
呢两批人谂住可以入到天国。
So what is Jesus saying?
耶稣话咩
？Jesus saying these little children
呢啲嘅小孩
have neither the status，
唔单单有呢个身份
，no deeds。
冇行為
，whereby to enter my kingdom，
唔單止入到我天國
，only those
就係只可以呢班人
，that know they do not have status or deeds，
佢哋冇身份冇行為
，to enter my kingdom，
去入我天國
，will actually enter my kingdom，
反而可以入到我天國。
You see that there? I don't know if you guys got that。
我唔知你大家明唔明白
？It's because you don't have status or deeds and you know you're not capable of entering the kingdom of God。
當你冇身份冇地位冇行為嘅時候，入唔到天國啦。
When you have that attitude，
但係你有呢個態度。
You're able to enter the kingdom of God.
反而可以入到神嘅天国。
The children are not those who do.
嗰啲小朋友系冇噶。
They don't do a lot.
佢哋冇乜嘢做噶。
They are those who are done for.
佢哋有人帮佢做咗噶啦。
By Christ.
基督。
Christ has done it for them through His grace. You remember I said this is a message of grace.
因为基督嘅恩典帮咗佢哋。
It's not what the children is capable of doing.
唔系话嗰啲儿童做咗啲乜嘢。
And the measuring rod, they have all failed. I could guarantee you.
如果讲行为咧，佢咩都肥晒咯。
But because Jesus, what he's done for them, it's done for, they're acceptable to enter the kingdom of God.
因为耶稣已经为佢哋成就咗一切，佢哋就可以有资格进入天国。
So in this passage, indirectly, it's saying you don't enter my kingdom by who you are.
呢个圣经亦都好间接地咁讲，你入天国唔系做咗啲乜嘢。
You enter my kingdom by what I am.
入咗天国，因为我系边个
？And what I do？
我做咗啲乜嘢
？That's why he's depicting the children。
所以佢形容呢个小朋友。
As a model for the way that you enter the kingdom。
当我哋成为我哋进天国嘅榜样。
Because they don't have status。
因为佢哋冇身份。
And this beautifully。
呢个好美丽地讲俾我哋听。
Illustrates the way you enter into the kingdom。
就系咁样入天国。
It's not by who you are。
唔系你系边个。
But who he is.
是他是谁?
It's not by what you've done.
不是你做了什么,
but what he's done.
是他做了什么?
See, let me illustrate this quickly as I end.
我再一次说明给大家听。
In the United States, there's a famous quote.
美国有一个很出名的说话。
President John F. Kennedy says this.
金乃迪总统这样说。
Ask not what your country can do for you.
不要问你的国家为你做什么。
But ask what you can do for the country.
問你為國家可以做啲
乜？ So now during that political time, it's important. You got to rally the Americans to really stand firm for the United States.
當時喺政治嘅環境入邊，一定要去鼓勵大家。
It's inspiring speech.
係一個好偉大嘅信息。
Very timely, right?
好準確。
But a theology for salvation.
但喺一個神學家嘅救恩嘅上面。
It's exact opposite message of Jesus here.
係完全係調翻轉嘅。
Jesus is saying.
耶穌咁話。
When you want to enter my kingdom.
當你要入我嘅天國嘅時候。
When you want to enter the kingdom.
當你要去到天國嘅時候。
Don't ask what you can do in order to make yourself right to enter my kingdom.
唔好問你話你做咗啲乜嘢可以入天國。
Ask what I have done that you might enter my kingdom.
你要問我做為你做咗啲乜入天國。
That's powerful stuff.
一个好重要嘅信息。
That's a message of grace.
呢个就系恩典嘅信息。
And that's exactly what Jesus is teaching.
耶稣就系喺呢度教导我哋。
In these three stories.
喺呢个三个故事当中。
It's a message of grace.
系呢个恩典嘅信息。
It is by grace that we become disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为神嘅恩典，我哋成为神嘅门徒。
You know, it is by grace we enter into His kingdom.
因为神嘅恩典，我哋入到佢嘅天国。
And it's by answering His grace and falling in love with Christ, we end up.Doing things to please them out of our love.
当我哋回应神嘅恩典嘅时候，我哋可以为神去工作。
A lot of times we put our status and our deeds before what Christ has done for us through His status and deeds.
有时候我哋成日谂下我哋做咗啲咩，我哋身份系乜嘢，反而我哋忽略咗神嘅恩典。
It's by grace.
系神嘅恩典。
See, I love this. I love the song that the choir sang today.
当今日诗班所唱嘅诗歌，我好中意。
The song you said by Lauren Daigle.
呢首《Lauren Daigle》呢首歌。
So I encourage you to Google the lyrics.
再一次咧，去可以查下呢個歌詞。
I believe it was Song of the Year, Christian Song of the Year.
一個基督十大基督徒嘅歌曲之一。
See, I love this part. It says the only thing that matters.
最重要嘅信息就係話。
Now is everything you think of me.
所有你關於我嘅嘢。
In you, I find my worth.
喺你嘅裏面，我尋找到我嘅價值。
In you, I find my identity.
在你的里面我寻找到我的身份。
Isn't that cool?
好不好、啊、
It's not our worth or identity that makes us worthy to enter the kingdom.
不是世界上给我们的身份给我们的功绩。
But it's because the worth, you know, identity of Christ that makes us worthy.
因为神给我们的恩典值得、啊。
And my friends,
我的朋友
as we fix our eyes on following Jesus,
当我们定睛去跟随耶稣的时候
that is a message worth sharing.
这个就是一个值得分享的信息。
Beautiful story sandwiched in between two stories.
一个美丽嘅说一个故事喺呢两个故事当中
Often just misinterpreted. Oh, Jesus, you're so cute. You're so compassionate. You love little children.
好多时被误解耶稣啊，你好中意小朋友，啲小朋友好得意
Oh, I gotta be like a child, and Jesus will accept me.
我就要好似好小朋友一样，耶稣就中意我啦
That stuff is not 100% wrong.
呢个唔系错嘅。
But it goes back a lot deeper than that. It's a message of grace.
但要更加深入去认识呢个恩典嘅故事。
People with no status.
有啲人系冇身份。
That was you and I.
你同我都系。
No identity, no status.
我哋冇身份，冇行为。
As much as think we did.
唔系话做啲乜嘢。
Jesus through His identity and status.
耶稣透过佢嘅身份、佢嘅尊贵，为我哋做咗一切。
So I'm going to end off with a challenge to you.
今日我俾大家一个挑战。
Take out your sermon notes if you have.
当你呢个经文嘅笔记
，If you don't, the next slide would have something for you to take a photo.
如果冇咧，你应该影一张相喺呢度。
It's pretty small, but you could try.
好细嘅，你可以影一张相。
It says reflection.
一个嘅反省。
Let me read it to you as we end off.
我读出嚟吓。
Is it the way you enter into the kingdom?
进入天国非靠人的力量。
It's by who He is.
系需要系佢自己。
And what He has done.
佢为我哋做嘅一切。
Not by who you are.
唔系你边个。
And what you have done.
你系做咗啲乜嘢
？Grace.
恩典。
Is giving, is God giving the greatest treasure to the least deserving?
就係佢將最大嘅寶貝給予最不配嘅人。
Which is every one of us.
就係我哋每一個。
Ask God.
求神。
To let, to give you.
去俾你。
An open heart.
一個敞開嘅心靈。
To allow His grace.
讓神嘅恩典。
To ground and empower your desires.
去到你嘅入邊去建立。
Motivations.
成為你嘅動力。
And behavior.
你的行為
as you become
當你去成為
a faithful follower of Christ,
一個忠心的基督跟從者
may God bless you,
讓神祝福大家
may this percolate in your mind,
讓這個信息留在大家心裡面
may you take this encouragement, this reflection with you,
將這個反省將這個鼓勵
and may God's word keep you and bless you,
讓神的話語祝福大家
and may His face shine upon you,
祂的面光照大家
God bless you guys,
神祝福大家
Amen.
Amen.